This is Katie Hart, Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Helen Williams on the line from World Missionary Press. And Helen, your latest newsletter, it says that there's really a global hunger for God's Word. World Missionary Press received requests for scripture booklets from their partners in 56 countries. Can you start us off by explaining where the biggest needs are coming from?
Well, so right now, where we're positioned with orders and response, I'd say half, well, maybe 40% of our open orders are for Africa. There seems to be just a resurgence in interest in reaching out to communities. Some of it is relative to persecution, but some of it is also associated with some open doors that may not have been there before, as in, for instance, northern Nigeria, where the Muslim areas are more open to the material being distributed, and so the requests have come for more literature so that they can get into those areas. I have an email on my desk this morning from a man in Zambia saying, we definitely need spiritual food here. I've got five little churches out in the valley, 473 people, but there's a tremendous hunger for the word, and I need your help. And I get those day after day after day. So we're seeing just a lot of it is there. Now, there's also great opportunities. We have great opportunities in Central and South America, and, of course, India is a real challenge these days because it's getting harder to send things in. And so we are working to print in country so that we can get 20 million or so pieces of material printed and out into the hands of people. I received an order yesterday from Operation Mobilization in India for another 2 million booklets. And so the need is there, and the people are willing to go. It just seems to be that there's a sense of urgency among the church, if you will, understanding that the time is limited and the urgency. We get that from so many different areas, and so maybe it's a combination of a recognition of the time that is short, or the severity, or the hunger of people seeing around them that their world is not meeting their needs, their spiritual needs, and their traditional religions, etc., are not satisfying, and so they're still looking and seeking. So it could be a combination of all of that, and it just could be a general moving of the Spirit in these last days.
You know, something that really stood out to me in this report was God's Spirit is moving among Muslims, young people, prisoners, and the unreached. Can you dive into that and tell me a little bit more?
Well, The prisoners, we find, for instance, let me give you a sample. I've got an email on my desk from Japan, where there's, 1% Christians in Japan, something like that. And this is a Spanish missionary from South America somewhere, and they've been working in the prisons for 27 years in Japan, and they're receiving a great response. And now people are coming into Japan for work, and if they don't find work, and if they don't have the proper paperwork, they're being detained in immigration periods for longer than 5 years, some of them. So they sent a request for material in Afrikaans, Arabic, Chinese, English, Indonesian, Japanese, Kinshasa, Lingala, Korean, Nepali, Persian for Iran, Portuguese, Sinhala, Spanish, Tagalog, Thai, Turkish, and Burmese, to reach these people in Japan that are sitting in prisons waiting for either some sort of judgment or release or whatever. So, and this we get over and over. Some of it has to do with the migration, but then others, we print a diary date book once a year that's distributed only in English in the U.S. We print 850,000 of them, and they go to the prisoners in the U.S., and the responses we get to that. And I got an email on my desk the other day from a lady in a church in Louisiana, I think, and she had gone to visit someone in prison, a prisoner, whether part of her church ministry or for personal reasons, I don't know. But anyway, the prisoner there had received one of our Bible studies and gave it to her and said, maybe your church would like to have this. And she sent me an email. She said, oh, this is wonderful. But she got it from the prisoner, which I thought was really unique, that prisoner shared it and said, this is something that you and the church might want and to use. And so there are an awful lot of people working now in prisons, particularly in areas where the prisons are like in South America, where they're not what we're used to here, we'll put it that way. A lot in Mexico, a lot in areas where people have immigrated from one place to another are being held in detention camps. We have a request from two of the largest refugee camps in Africa, in northern Guinea or northern Kenya, for literature. There are churches that are already established in these camps. So this idea of where people are sort of trapped and there is no, they have no resource, no way to go get what they need. And the believers are seeing these as opportunities. And so there is a lot going on with prisoners. When you talk about young people, we think particularly of the tremendous movement that we're hearing in Iran, and it's among the young and the university students and the young adults. They are disillusioned and they are open to the gospel across Europe and even in Iran through radio ministries and other means. So and we read that this generation is not interested in such things. They don't commit, but there is a hunger and an emptiness, and we are finding that particularly around the world, that generation is seeking, and they are far enough removed perhaps from being disillusioned with Christianity because of whatever, that they're open to seeking anything that would be offer the hope, and that's what the scripture does. And the World Missionary Press material is just scripture, so it's not as though we're offering them some sort of Band-Aid thing or something. We're giving them God's word, which the Spirit uses because the Spirit recognizes and knows how to deal with the hunger in the heart. And you mentioned another category. The prisoners and the young people, and what was your other category? I don't remember.
Muslims was the other one.
Ah, yes. And, you know, like in northern Nigeria, but there are several ministries that have taken that the idea that, well, you can't reach a Muslim or they're so close. But in many of these countries that are predominantly Muslim just by culture, there are openings and people will sit and talk with you. They will accept a New Testament. They will read it. They will get in conversation with you. Many times it's one-to-one, but we're seeing that there is a place for the word to be presented and considered, and then you leave it to the work of the Spirit. So, yes, but we also know that in many of these countries, believers who come out of Islam, Muslim believers, are facing great persecution and great difficulty in their homes and in their cultures for stepping out. So it's a difficult thing for them in many, many places, but it's not something we should shy away from because it's difficult. It's because the hunger is there.
And you work in your role in shipping, you work in directly kind of getting the stuff out the door. What are the biggest funding needs on your desk right now, the shipments that need to go out? Where are they going, and what can people give to that would help fulfill that need?
Well, they can give to specific shipments if they like. For instance, the ones that are going out the door right now, got one going to Hong Kong, and that's in a ministry where they give them out in the tourist bags and then the bags to the tourists coming from the mainland China. So this is one way of getting them into China. We have one going to Sri Lanka. We have one going to Nigeria, and we can't keep Nigeria satisfied. They are just, you know, using it and using it in so many different languages. We have one going to Bolivia. Great work being done down in Bolivia in the schools. The work there is just seems to be, in spite of a government that is opposed to much of this and making it more difficult. But the work is really growing, and a good work in Bolivia. We have two shipments going to Ghana. We have a shipment going to Tanzania. We have a shipment going to Zambia. We have a shipment going to Liberia. And we have a shipment going to Equatorial Guinea, which is the only Spanish-speaking country in Africa. Those are the ones, and we've got one going to Romania that's going to satisfy needs in many of the Balkan countries, and one on its way to India, actually three en route to India. So that's where things are right now. Those are the ones that are lined up to either arrive soon or get out the door. They're sitting in our warehouse ready to go, and they cost anywhere from, now, for instance, the one to Bolivia. Bolivia is a landlocked country, so it has to arrive at a port in Chile, go across and cross, and it's going to cost us $10,000 to get it there. And yet, it's a full 40-foot container with about 2 million pieces in it, and it's going to reach throughout the country, and people are just waiting on it. And so it sounds like a lot of money, but it's money well spent when you figure it's about $2.50 or something a box, so with 500 pieces in it. So those are the areas. And if people want to donate to a specific country like that, that would be great. It would go against, or they can just contribute to the printing for things that are coming up. We're printing for, let's see, our printing currently is for Argentina, Venezuela, Colombia, Paraguay, Mexico, Peru, another one for Tanzania, and 4 containers for Brazil. So that's what we've got on the board to do. I have, I think I told you, we print about 7 million pieces a month, and I have orders for 126 million on my desk.
We will definitely connect people, give they're able. We will definitely do that. We know, though, prayer is equally, if not more important than the tangible giving. So how, you know, maybe 2 to 3 ways, how do you want people to pray about the hunger, the, you know, just everything we've talked about? What should people pray?
We pray for safety for the shipments and for clearing. It's becoming more difficult in some of these African countries, particularly new regulations, difficulty in infrastructure to get things from place to place. So for the actual physical delivery of the shipment once it leaves here. And then we pray for our partners over there who handle these shipments and for them as they distribute it, because it's a limited supply and there are so many people asking and they need discernment. And they need patience in how they can use the material. And then, of course, for those who will receive the booklets, that the Spirit will have freedom to do its work. And we appreciate prayer for us here that we'll be able to print more. But I want to encourage people to pray for the process after it leaves here, because that's when the work starts. It's on its way to whoever the Lord has prepared to receive it. And we want to pray for those who are going to receive it, that it will, the Spirit's work will be done, and that people will be responsive to what they read, and that believers will be grounded and have a firmer faith and be able to withstand temptation and heresy and whatever comes up, and persecution. So it doesn't do us any good to print them just to print them. We know that. We know that when they leave here in a container, the work has just begun. So, and pray for our staff. We have a lot of illness and chronic things, and we believe that it's something that the enemy is kind of using to kind of slow us down, or, you know, when you don't feel good, you just can't be quite as sharp and as effective. And we seem to have quite a bit of that going right now. So we need the Spirit's covering here as well over our staff and their families, and just to be able to do the work, because we've got good work to do. We've got great partners. We've got what we believe is a great item to share with the world. These booklets are effective and well received. So, but I really want to encourage people to pray for once the booklets get to the field, that they do what the Spirit intends for them to do.
Amen. We will get prayer warriors equipped. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that we get reports all the time of how effective the booklets are, how much they're appreciated. I had one from Togo this morning saying thank you so much that the booklets are just really used by their church. So we believe that that there's a great moving of the Spirit across the world in many places, and World Missionary Press has a small part in that by providing the scriptures which can go into the homes and be read. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do, but the Spirit is doing a work. So it's just it's a wonderful time to be involved in this kind of ministry, in any ministry for the Lord.